Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Beth Prost, who is running for council in Midland. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name, what will be your age on election day, and who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? My name is Beth Marie Prost and I will be 55 years old on election day. My immediate family members who I rely on and receive support from are my husband, Martin Prost, and our four daughters, Jillian, Krista, Alyssa, and Shauna. We are a close family that supports each other. Family first. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? A caring community that shares the best of what they have. Oops. Too good to say in less than 10 words. I have seen residents of Midland give so much of themselves in many ways to help others. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? I truly care about the people of our community. Midland Bay Landing is mired in controversy, involving contaminated land, residents wanting to protect parkland, developer visions for the future, and the municipality's choice for that developer. What is your stance on Midland Bay Landing? MBL property is a jewel to be owned and shared by Midland residents for generations to come. It is important to pause and listen to our residents. How can we in good conscience sell off our last piece of Georgian Bay waterfront property? You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? Last term, I was involved with the Audit Committee and Chair of the Municipal Indigenous Relations Committee. I am happy to sit on any committee assigned to me. They all matter. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of cast ballots across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? I have been and I continue to knock on doors to introduce myself. I am friendly and transparent and I listen. I offer information and make sure people have my contact information should they have questions or concerns. Midland Bay Landing is mired in controversy, involving contaminated land, residents wanting to protect parkland, developer visions for the future, and the municipality's choice for that developer. What is your stance on Midland Bay Landing? MBL property is a jewel to be owned and shared by Midland residents for generations to come. It is important to pause and listen to our residents. How can we in good conscience sell off our last piece of Georgian Bay waterfront property? There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? In speaking to many residents, I would say that short-term rentals are something many people are not aware of. That could be due to demographics, however, if there is a short-term rental beside you or on your street, it is generally well known. The province is planning for a countywide population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? Infrastructure recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? I would support more police presence. I would continue to look for safety programs that may be successful in our town. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? I don't think urgent infrastructure projects justify a tax increase. Responsible planning, saving would eliminate this. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? Sorry, I don't know this answer, I would have to research it. Once you complete your four-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? The legacy I would like to leave is being a person who cares, listens, shows up, and works with the residents for the best outcome for all.